Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, we talked earlier this week about Meta poaching Ruming Pang, the executive who led Apple's AI models team. He left the company to join Mark Zuckerberg's Meta Superintelligence Labs, and now Bloomberg has a report detailing what exactly it took to lure him away from Apple. According to the report, Meta offered Pang one of the largest packages ever seen in the AI poaching wars, with the promise of more than $200 million spread out over multiple years. The compensation packages for hires to Meta's superintelligence labs are comprised of a base salary, a signing bonus, and Meta shares, with stock being the weightiest part of the package. The salary and bonus to join are often significant cash payments. That $200 million package was far too much for Apple to stomach, so it didn't even bother making a counteroffer to Pang. In fact, that $200 million compensation package is more than even some Apple senior vice president executives take home. But there is an inherent risk for Pang, who won't see the full payout unless he A, sticks around long enough at Meta, and B, Meta stock continues to perform well. But still, it shows just how aggressive Meta is in its push to build out this superintelligence labs division. And of course, it comes as multiple other members of Apple's top engineering AI teams are also considering an exit and have also seen lucrative offers from Meta. Next up today, in recent years, Apple developed a system codenamed Presto, which updates sealed iPhones wirelessly. This way, customers can unbox their new devices and ensure that they are already running the latest version of iOS. This, of course, solves the big headache of when you buy a new iPhone, and then before you can actually use it and get it set up, there's a software update to install. Now, Apple is working on something similar, but for the Mac. With the release of macOS Tahoe 26 Beta 3 this week, Apple has started laying the groundwork for a sealed device update system on the Mac side, mirroring the mechanism used for Presto for iPhones. With a system like this in place, Apple could theoretically ship hardware first, then wirelessly update the Mac behind the scenes just before it hit the shelves. This would be especially useful for products on tight schedules, where software and hardware teams are racing toward launch day in parallel. Apple's work on this system is early, and there's no exact timeline on when it might roll out. But still, you can see how it'd be a huge quality of life update for people buying a Mac who just want to get started with it right away. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Prime Day is here, and if you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your cleaning game, this is it. Roborock's biggest sale of the year is live, with deals up to 39% off their top robot vacuums. Roborock offers products at multiple different price points, including the flagship Saros 10R, which you can currently get for $320 off. If you're just getting started, the Q7 M5 Plus is a steal at just $280 for Prime Day. And for something in the middle, check out the Q Revo S5V, which is 39% off in celebration of Prime Day. These are limited time offers, so hit the link in the show notes to check out Roborock's Prime Day page and grab the one that fits your home best. My thanks to Roborock for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, we have a few details on what to expect from the future of Apple Vision Pro. Bloomberg reports that Apple is nearing a release of the first update to its Vision Pro hardware with a new model powered by the M4 chip. This would offer a significant performance upgrade compared to the M2 chip found in the current Apple Vision Pro. But perhaps more importantly, the new Vision Pro will reportedly include a redesigned head strap. The goal is to make the headset more comfortable to wear for extended periods of time. The primary complaint users have about the current Vision Pro is the weight. A redesigned head strap could address those concerns. The redesigned strap is especially important because Bloomberg says Apple isn't expected to significantly change the weight of Vision Pro with version 2. That instead will fall to the responsibility of the strap. The current Vision Pro ships with two straps in the box, a solo knit band and a dual loop band. It's not hard to imagine how Apple can use what it has learned from the experiences of users trying each of those bands and inventing a new design that is both stylish, like the solo knit band, and more comfortable like the dual loop band. The upgraded Vision Pro is considered a stopgap hardware refresh, and it's unlikely to move the needle on consumer demand, especially as the price point isn't expected to change from the current $3,500. It does, however, modernize the hardware platform with a new chip, which will enable powerful new software features in the years to come. Meanwhile, last month, Ming-Chi Kuo did suggest that a cheaper model of Apple Vision Pro would come sometime in late 2027. Today's report from Bloomberg now corroborates that timeline and says the device will be available in 2027 and will be both lighter and cheaper. The design of the new device, however, has not yet been finalized. Work on the project is expected to be finished in 2026, again with a ramp-up to a public launch the following year. This lighter and cheaper Vision Pro will probably be branded something like an Apple Vision Air, while the Pro version will continue to exist as a more premium, more powerful, and more expensive option in the lineup. So again, to recap, we are now expecting a new Apple Vision Pro with an M4 chip later this year, followed by a more dramatic expansion of the Vision lineup in 2027 with something that's cheaper and lighter. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.